RSM Central's Form Express.
It is time for the Form Express on this Friday morning, of course. And, geez, it's a big Form Express coming your way. So fill up your tab accounts, get your pens and papers ready with your form guides. Hopefully we can find you a couple of winners. Now, Dean Lester's text messages are flowing through. What was Dino's Friday fill up, Gareth? Here it is, folks. I haven't forgotten about you, and I apologise if you missed it. It's nice and early at Geelong, and it's Fjord. That's race 2, number 1, first starter for Anthony and Sam Freeman. Jai McNeil takes the ride from an inside gate. Let's hear what Harry White had to say regarding his best bets.
I think we can. So I best is race 8, number 12, Turnstar. Next best, and a horse that I've already backed, race 3, number 8, Lafargue. Value, not much around. Race 5, number 1, National Guard. Quaddy, fairly skinny today. First leg, 1, 2, 9, 10. Second leg, 1, 2, 8. We trim up the third leg with numbers 1 and 2 only. Last leg, 8, 10, 12. Play of the day, I'll have a running double. A couple of those first starters in race 2, numbers 1 and 8, into race 3, number 8, Lafargue.
Now, Troy Corson's has my brilliant shoe going around in race number 4 there at Geelong.
Yeah, she was desperately unlucky at Mornington last week on the quick backup. Watched her work around the pool track this morning. She's absolutely bouncing. I think she'll run a really good race.
So that's a good push there from Troy Corston. Simon Zara's got two strong chances today. Steel Skies and Brilliant Venture in race 6.
Look, he gets to the front a bit too soon, and he just seems to switch off a lot. So hopefully we can just ride in the way Damien rode him at Sandown a couple of starts back. He was a few pairs back and pounced at the right time. So he's got to be ridden to perfection. And look, if he does that, he's obviously going to be riding the money. And I just saw Brilliant Ventures run the other day. It was outstanding. He was 4 and 5 wide with 64 on a heavy track. So gets back onto a dry, comes in really well with the weight. Just drawn a bit awkward. So look, if he gets a bit of a nicer run, I thought he was a really good each way.
And Stonefield for the Corstons in race number 7.
Yeah, and Ollie won on him obviously last start. I think he's our best for the day half. So he's continued to do exceptionally well, and I can't see him doing anything different today.
You get $5.50 for Stonefield, and when Troy Corson speaks to the Breakfast Club boys, he's usually right on the money. Ian Humphries has done the form for us at Queanbeyan. Hello to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets, please.
Yeah, the best, mate, definitely race 6, number 1, Super Tanker. Just the one win from 16, but this is a very winnable race today. He has a good pace. She's drawn barrier 1. She's been young, running stronger race at the provincial. So she's the best, race 6, number 1, Super Tanker. And then a little bit of value back to race 5, number 7, Propose a Toast. She led throughout to win a stronger race last start at Kimberley Grange. If he can cross from the barrier 8 and find the lead, I think he'd be hard to run down again today. So bit of value, race 5, number 7, Propose a Toast. The quaddy, the first leg, numbers 1, 3, 4, 7. The second leg, 1, 2, 5. Third leg, 2, 3, 5, 7 and 8. And 1, 6, 10, 11 in the last.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Ian.
Thanks, Gareth.
Shane Montgomery's done the form for this Newcastle meeting today. They're racing on a soft 6. It's always a terrific day there at Newcastle. Unfortunately, once again, no crowds there, but we have the Newcastle Gold Cup. We've also got the Cameron Handicap. It's a really good day regarding some of the stars of the spring there in Sydney, or some of the gallopers preparing for a big Sydney spring. And Shane joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your best bets?
With race 3, number 8, Actar, was spelled after he performed below the expectations of everyone at Goulburn on debut. They put him straight away. He has very much looked the part in two recent home track Warwick Farm trials, though, and he'll obviously return improved today. Hopefully he'll be good enough to open his account, race 3, number 8, Actar. I'm hoping the best is in the next race, number 4 in race 4, Capital Rain. Led throughout, first up at Scone and then second up at Taree. He's having his first run at Newcastle today, and you can be sure that similar tactics will be attempted. He can rate high enough to win yet again. That's race 4, number 4, Capital Rain. In our quaddie, in the first leg, 2, 3, 8 and 9, the second leg 2, 3, 4, and 5. The third leg 2, 3, 6, 11, and in the last leg 3, 4, 5, and 12.
Good on you, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Shane Montgomery there. Howard Walters done the form for us at Eagle Farm. It's a very good morning to you, Howard.
And a good morning back to you, Gareth. I'm going to start off in race two with number four, Cosmic Gossip. Only seven runners. There's no pace whatsoever in this race, and I think that suits the mare, Cosmic Gossip, more than any other runner. She was basically second last to first when winning second up at the Sunshine Coast. She has got a win at the track, which is her tick. The claim, 3 kilos for Kyle Wilson-Taylor. So race two, number four. And then race three, number four, Taffy Eat. There doesn't appear to be much depth in this race. I'm not surprised Luna Smith is the favourite. Very deep in its campaign now. And I just thought this mare trained by Matthew Dunn. She's the horse on the way up. She won last start over 2,100 at Lismore. 22 won't be a problem. And again, a claim for Kyle Wilson-Taylor. She drops 4 kilos. So I'd rather be on her each way, race three, number four. The Quaddy. Now, it's a tricky one today, Gareth, because the first leg has half a dozen horses on debut. It's a maiden race, and they don't trial at Eagle Farm, so there's an element of the unknown about it. So I'm going to go wide. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, into 1, 5, 7, into 1, 4, 5, and come home with 4 and 16.
Good on you, mate. Good punting, good tipping, Howard.
Have a great weekend. See ya.
Shepherd and Harness Racing tonight's a good program there as well. Lockie McIntosh joins us to preview this card. Good morning to you, Lockie.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets? A nice trotters going around, especially at Shepparton.
Yeah, terrific program there. Shep Cup is the feature. We see the clash of Pink Galahs and Majestuoso. That's at about 9 o'clock, so that's the one we're looking forward to. But my best, I found it hard to find a real lock that would win. I thought a couple of each-way bets for us. Race 2, number 13, Sweet On You. It's in great form since coming back from a spell. He's a lovely trotter. He's won his two runs since coming back from a break. He's off the 30-metre handicap, but I don't think it'll be too big of an issue. Josh Aiken's driving for the Patrick Ryan stable, and I couldn't see him missing a place. He's $5, $1.70, back him each way. And in a similar sort of boat, race 6, number 10, Junior Brown. This is one of the Brad Aylett stable, and he's bursting to break through this guy. He's been run up at his last four starts, and he's been good in all of them. I think he might be able to win tonight. He's $4 and $1.60. Obviously, I can't see him missing a place, but I think he's ready to win. That's race 6, number 10, Junior Brown. And our quaddy tonight at Shep on Trotters Cup night will go 9 and 10 in the first leg. 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 will go a little wider in that second leg. Looks more open race in the quaddy. We'll take the 12 and the 13, the two favourites in the Trotters Cup, Pink Galahs, Majestuoso, and we'll come home with 1, 3, and 8 in that last leg of the quaddy, Gareth.
Had a chat to Matty Craven last week. He says that Pink Galahs might just need a run heading towards that Shepparton Cup, but she will still head there in really good form. So looking forward to seeing that clash tonight, Lockie. Should be a beauty. Good luck.
No worries. Enjoy your weekend, Gareth.
So we just had Lockie McIntosh talking about that Shepparton Trotters Cup. I am declaring one here. Majestuoso will be winning at $2.10. It is a lock for your Maltese. I love Pink Galahs. She's my favourite. But Majestuoso is the best trotter in the country at the moment, and he will be winning that race. Georgie Ferrugia. So you can tell Uncle Marzi that.
I will, mate. Absolutely.
How do we back a winner at Bendigo and Geelong?
Yeah, good morning to you, mate. We'll start off at Bendigo. There's a few that I like. Race 3, number 5, a greyhound called Narcissus. 2 from 2 so far, Gareth, showing good speed. And his two wins have come in good time. He steps up again, but I see no reason why he can't make it a hat-trick of wins here. I think even from box 5, he'll be hard to beat. Race 3, number 5. Race 8, number 5, Demolition. Really interesting runner. He's got a touch of class, this dog, and despite the box draw, I'm happy to have a bet here at around the $5 mark. He's not always the best away, but he did win in 29.63 at Sandown in early August. And he went 5.13 for his first split that day. And I think if he can replicate something like that, he'd be very hard to beat. He's got a slow beginner on his inside. I'm pretty keen on Demolition. Race 9, number 7, is probably the shorty of the meeting, Street Riot, for Anthony as a party. He's won 2 of his last 3. He won pretty easily at Geelong last start. He placed here in really fast time behind Rebellious, a very fast greyhound in June. And with his recent form, he looks hard to beat. And we'll finish with race 10, number 1, Manila Dusk. He was solid first up last week. We tipped him. He had box 8. He just blew the start, Gareth, and he worked into the race nicely and got to second. He's drawn box 1. We're banking on the fact that he's going to begin a little bit better, and if he can do that, he'll be hard to beat. So just to recap at Bendigo, race 3, number 5, race 8, number 5, race 9, number 7, race 10, number 1. These can be all found on the website. Geelong, Gareth, there's three that we like. Race four, number two, Happy Hannah. A lot of these in this race haven't had a great deal of experience over this distance. And even though Happy Hannah hasn't gone out to this far, we've seen enough of her to like her chances here. She's placed in four of her last eight. She gets a chance to recapture some of that form that she showed earlier in the year, Gareth. She'd be very hard to beat here. Race four, number two. Race eight, number seven, Fernando Mick. He didn't let us down last week. He was a good winner in our multi, and we're happy to roll the dice again. He's up against a young greyhound called Titan Blazer, who is going places. Watch out for him. But I just think Fernando Mick is more experienced and more classy right now, and his record from wide draws are very good. So race eight, number seven. And we finish with race nine, number five, Black Bull Flash. He's won 26 races, this greyhound. He's a group winner. Forget his run at Shepparton on Monday, Gareth. He absolutely bombed the start. He was never in contention. He's usually a pretty reliable beginner. And that's all he has to do here. If he can just begin on terms, he's got great acceleration. I think back to his home track, he'll be hard to beat. So Geelong numbers, race four, number two. Race eight, number seven. Race nine, number five.
Good on you, Georgie. Thanks for that. We'll catch up with you a little later on for the Metro Form Express.
No worries, mate.
There's George Ferrugia. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Dean Evans. Thanks to Winning Edge Investments to take a close look at the George Main and the Bill Ritchie Handicap. Plus our Metro Form Express kicking off with Mark Guest looking at Caulfield.